of Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I almost didn't get here. The wind almost blew me into Kansas. I'm like Dorothy and Toto. Oh, my goodness. It is just too windy today. But I'm glad because all the leaves that were in my driveway are on all in the street and I don't know where. So it's just wonderful how God brings together the weather, and he does it for the benefit of his children. I just praised God this morning as they were just swirling around. Father God, you are so good. It's a love wind from God. Don't you see? I used to think, oh no, I've got so many leaves to blow now and so many leaves to bag. No, I'm not going to go there anymore. I'm not going to go ever into the negative again about things that are happening. It's all to the glory of God, and I'm going to give him all the glory and be positive about everything that happens. It is by grace, friend, that you have been saved through faith. And that's not even your faith. It's Jesus. And this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. So you don't boast. Oh, we got so many people. Oh, I did this. No, I did that. I'm the founder. I have one lady who's now with the Lord, but she wanted everybody to know that she was the founder of their church. So praise God. It's good. I'm glad she did. And I'm glad she's there with the Lord Jesus and all the people in that church, in that little church, that were blessed not only by her, but by the messages in that church. So everything turns out for good. It's true. Romans 8:28 is really true. All things work together for good. I'm still learning that, so I hope you're learning it. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. If you haven't gone to freedomstreet.org, I invite you there. It's our website, and it has just been a total rehab. It's like when my house was bought by the seller that was before us, before we bought that 23 years ago, he totally rehabbed the house. And yes, and so we knew that when we moved in, all the house had been done. Now we put some more money into things that we wanted to happen. But it's so wonderful to know that it's not a rehab job. It is just a wonderful new website. And thank you so much, Chris. Oh, and on that website, you'll just find loads of scripture and teaching, especially the Darren's Bible sessions. I believe you're really going to enjoy that. They're MP3 now. You can listen anytime you want to all those wonderful anointed messages that you would have had to call me or send an order in, and then I would have made the CD series and mailed it to you. Well, now you can do it almost instantly. Praise the Lord. So I hope you go there, freedomstreet.org. And then you can think about the power packs. They're not on the website yet. They will be probably at the beginning of next year. But think about Thanksgiving. I remember, and this is a beautiful memory, when we all gathered around my mom and dad's table, and Kimberly and Dana will remember this too. There was a little loaf of bread in the middle, a ceramic loaf of bread in the middle of the table, and it was the bread of life. And so there were scriptures on each little card, and everyone would take a scripture and read it around the table before we had Thanksgiving. I know many of you are familiar with it. Oh yeah, I remember those things. Well, you could take a power pack. You can order a power pack. Go online at Barbara@freedomstreet.org or 1-877-917-7256, and Jimmy will give that to you at the end of the program, and I will give them to you. I will. order some power packs for your Thanksgiving table, and then everyone can have a scripture. Now, the first part of the power pack is about challenges in your life. The second part are the overcoming that we have through Jesus Christ. So there's marvelous scriptures about anointing and God's love. God's love for us is just wonderful. Thank you so much, Darren, for forcing me to do that power pack. So you can order that power pack, and probably the acrylic binder will be the better one for you. So ask for the acrylic binder when you call in after the program at 1-877-917-7256. And also, if you'd like to go to the meeting this Saturday, that's November the 8th, we are going to have brunch at the restaurant at 9:30. Remember that time. It used to be 10 o'clock, but wow, that just rushed us. I mean, we were eating our food and trying to leave at the same time. So it's down to 9:30, and I don't think it's going to be an infringement on our time. And we're going to meet there and then go to my home for Bible study and singing and rejoicing in the Lord Jesus for what he has done for us. So if you'd like to attend, especially for a reservation for the restaurant, call me again at 1-877-917-7256. God bless you. It's going to be good to look forward to seeing you. And then there's a fly. There's a fly on my Bible. Oh my goodness. And then if you would like to bring some cookies on Saturday, I'll have some coffee or apple cider. We can just have a really good time. The memory verse for this week has been John 1, and especially verse 17, but I'm going to read 16 and 17. For of his fullness we have all received. God brought Jesus, who taught and who brought the anointed scriptures that we read every day from the New Testament. Praise God. And grace upon grace is heaped grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. What a wonderful blessing from John 1, 16 through 17. I know as I was talking to Kimberly, she was saying, oh, the whole first chapter of John, you just can't separate it from verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, till the very last. And so I believe you're on the line, Kimberly.
I am. I'm here. I'm listening to all that's being said and just enjoying it. I can just sit here and listen to you. And the fly. Well,
and the
you
fly.
And the fly. I was really giggling.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a fly.
There's a fly. Oh, my goodness. It's just, yeah, I don't want a fly on my Bible. So I just chased him away. I hope he's by the window. It's so sunny, but oh, that wind. If Mocha would have been here, Kimberly, she would have been lifted off the ground as we were coming into the studio. It's that windy here in Aurora. So
my goodness.
Wow.
My goodness.
So I'm glad.
Well, I do want to make a comment about the CDs that have now been made into MP3s and put on the website. I just wanted to comment because CDs, for the most part, have become obsolete. Mm-hmm. And you used to take those orders, and you might be able to take orders again, or you might not, because it's not easy to find a machine that will reproduce CDs for you now, mm-hmm. because they're obsolete.
I know. So, it's just like cassettes. You know, the machines that duplicated the cassettes, they're gone. Yeah, I threw my last one into the trash a couple months ago. Yeah.
Your last cassette?
The last slave. They called them slave that duplicated the,
oh, right.
the cassettes.
That
yes.
duplicates them. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
So. Yeah. And now you've been having some issues with your CD duplicator. So
yeah.
Because you have some issues with that, that's why we made these CDs available online. We had a little bit of a push to get those MP3s out for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really glad that they are available now because it's going to be harder to get those CDs into people's hands right now.
Yes. And if you want to just, you don't have to go looking for a CD anymore in your library, in your home, but you can just go right online and hit that download and listen again and again and again as often as you want to, taking notes and then listening again and taking more notes. I believe that's going to be a wonderful tool that people can use.
Right,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
And you started at the top of the hour talking about so that we don't boast, right? We need to give
yes.
Jesus credit.
Yes.
And I wanted to just say, I have a friend who has taught me how to receive compliments differently. Anytime someone compliments my friend or says something like, oh, that is really good work that you did, or, oh, that those cookies you baked were amazing, he will say, thank you, Jesus, for your hands that created those cookies. Thank you, Jesus, for your mind that came up with the idea. Thank you, Jesus. And he's always thanking Jesus.
Yes.
And that blesses me so much, because then it's not us boasting. It's us giving glory to God. And
that's
he
right.
gets all the glory.
That's right. That's like what I say when people say, oh, that was such a good program. I say, all glory to God. God gets all mm-hmm. the glory. It's like the lady that when I went to leave my ballot the other day at the church, I have been going to this mm-hmm. church to drop it off, and the lady saw my name on the ballot, and she said, Barbara Carmack, are you the lady on the radio? And I said, yes. And she said, oh, I listen to it every day. And I said, well, all glory to God. And we shook hands mm-hmm. and I got her name. So it's important to put the spotlight on the person that's talking and give her some gratitude and edify her. Because it's not us. It's not us.
Put the spotlight on Jesus.
Well, that's right. But also, our friends. Yes. Instead of on myself and what I've done. You're right, Kimberly, because this is not from ourselves, this gift that we have been given, this gift of grace. It is a gift of God, so we don't boast. And so
exactly.
we don't. Yeah.
Right. So we just give it all back to him. Mm-hmm.
Give it all back to him.
Good.
Isn't that an old Andre Crouch song? Give it all back to him.
Yeah.
I think from the Mercy album. Oh, it was so good. That was so good. Oh, you gave me, I did get some notes from you at the very last moment. You said, I have a few more notes. I was emailing you and said, your laptop must be smoking. There were not just a few notes, but, oh, I really appreciated what you had to say about your husband, Matthew. How humble he was, Kimberly, all those years.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine what he had to go through all those years. And in his humility,
Right. It was a good 10 years.
Let's
get into that story, but let's start with a scripture verse. Hebrews 10:24 tells us to provoke one another mm-hmm. to love.
Mm-hmm.
And this is interesting, because God does not need to be provoked in order to love.
Right.
He does not have to be taught. It doesn't have to marinate for a long time before he decides, oh, I'm going to love. Love comes spilling out of our God really quickly. Mm-hmm. All we have to do is barely nudge him, and his love just spills over on us as we are looking to him. That's
yes.
who our God is.
That's right.
And we've got to be working on deconstructing our old thoughts of who God is, so that we can walk in the fullness of the image that he's created us in.
Yes.
He has created us in his image, and we rarely let love and kindness and patience just be oozing out of us. Mm. Not a slow ooze, like really overflowing.
Yep.
And it's hard for human beings.
It is.
So Hebrews 10:24 tells us that we need to be provoked in order to love. That we need to be encouraged, and that's over and over and over, over a lifetime, before we start deciding, you know what, this really is the better way to love and let kindness and gentleness and patience and goodness lead us in this life.
Mm-hmm.
That is the image of our God, and that's what we've been talking about over the past, well, it was yesterday, I guess, that I brought up Exodus, but it feels like I was talking about it last week too, Exodus 34, how the Lord tells Moses that his glory is goodness.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord defines his glory as goodness, being merciful and compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping that steadfast love for a thousand generations.
Yes.
And forgiving iniquity, forgiving transgression, forgiving sin, And then, almost like an afterthought here, he says he will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. And if that sounds like that's unfair to you, you have to remember what he just said about himself. If we're thinking about man's sin and how it carries through to the third or fourth generation, it follows to the third or fourth generation. Go back and read what we just said about the Lord. His mercy and forgiveness, his love and faithfulness will pour out for a thousand generations.
Yes.
That is so much more. I mean, talk about unbalanced scales. Our God, he does not have to be provoked to love and to mercy. His anger is sleepy. His anger is what needs to be provoked. It has to be aroused and poked and stirred up. But his love and mercy are right at the surface, and they're ready to spill out when we just look to him.
That's right.
We tend to think that God's anger is like our anger, pent up and spring-loaded. That's my experience. And we also think that his mercy builds up slowly. So why do we think this way?
I don't know.
Because that is our own human condition. And so we humans have to be coached on how to encourage, how to love one another, how to show mercy, how to forgive.
Yes.
That's the opposite of God. He doesn't need anyone to show him how to show mercy, how to love, how to forgive. He doesn't even need us to beg him. All he needs is just one turn of repentance, and he will forgive a lifetime of sin.
That's right.
So humans are the opposite of God. And humans, we don't need to be provoked to anger. Anger just snaps right away.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be provoked to love and to be merciful and kind. So this is why we've got to work. We have to work. We work out our salvation. We labor to enter the rest of God. And it truly is rest to find ourselves in his mercy and his compassion and his grace. So we want to enter that rest. We've got to learn how to do it. Well, you started talking about my husband, and I was just recalling this situation where Matthew worked under someone for 10 years who, this man was very greedy. And it was hard for me to watch because I would see how worn out and totally spent Matthew was day after day from the amount of work that he was burdened with, while his boss was just taking lots of days off, mostly because he had had a surgery and he ended up in a wheelchair. And so he wasn't able to do the work anymore. He left all of the work to Matthew, and it was a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
It was feet on the ground, a lot of heavy lifting, loading trucks, making deliveries. It was a lot of work. So Matthew, his pay started out at only about a 15% cut, and I say only because he was doing probably 95% of the work. I'm not saying his boss did nothing, but all his boss could do was make a few phone calls. And nobody wanted to talk to that boss anymore.
Yes.
They wanted to talk to Matthew because he had the reputation. He had favor with all of the accounts.
Yes.
So Matthew was doing all of this work and only getting about a 15% cut. And as the business grew, that boss decreased his cut in pay, decreased the percentage. And I remember being so angry. But do you know what God did? God kept increasing the sales and increasing the business, increasing the territory, so that even though the boss decreased the percentage, the amount coming into our home increased.
That's God. That's God.
Only God. That's
God.
Right.
That's
only
right.
God can do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you let him. And when I say if you let him, the way to let him is to be like Joseph, to trust the circumstance that you have been given and be faithful to the Lord. But Matthew really was better than that, than I was in that way.
Yeah, and he wasn't grudging, in any way grudging what he was doing for his boss. And eventually, Kimberly, his boss was in a wheelchair. So that right. Matthew had to get the wheelchair in and out, especially when they went to Oklahoma City. He had to help him with his bodily functions. Now, that's more than what an employee would do for his employer, especially as you're saying, his salary was cut. But then God.
But he patiently endured that situation while the Lord continued to bless him and bless the territory and grow it. Yes, mm-hmm. So that he had favor. Well, I tended to complain. And I very often wanted to just go tell this boss where I thought his next vacation should be. And I'm not proud of that. I've learned a lot since then. I've learned to let God have his way. Mm-hmm. In the circumstance that might look unfair, it's not my job to fight it. Vengeance mm-hmm. is mine, says the Lord. Mm-hmm. The Lord is gentle and kind. He is full of grace and mercy. That is his glory. He's full of goodness.
Yes.
That's not easy for humans. We're really quick to snap. But we want the Lord to have his way in each and every one of us. Do you know in Isaiah 6, verse 3, when the seraphim are around the Lord and they're saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory."
Yes.
If we take that term glory and use the definitions that we've been talking about from Exodus 34, the goodness of God, his graciousness, his compassion, his mercy, his forgiveness, the whole earth is full of this type of glory, this type of goodness. Now, I want you to think about what you are walking around in today. What you are in. You are in a body that is made from the earth. You are walking around as a little piece of earth on this planet. The whole earth is full of his glory. Are you allowing your whole piece of earth to be full of his glory, his goodness, his graciousness, his mercy? This is what we've got to fight for. We have to fight. And this is when it says fight the good fight of faith. This is it. We've got to fight this good fight where we're deconstructing our ideas of how to make things fair in this life and let God be the one in his goodness to do it. When Jesus came and said that we should be turning the other cheek when someone slaps our cheek, he meant that. If somebody sues you for your shirt, well, give him your cloak also. Give him your coat too.
Yes.
This is the goodness of God. And Jesus showed that kind of goodness. That's hard for humans, but Jesus walked it out in a human body. So if we will stay in constant conversation with the Lord, we will be able to do these same things. Jesus said that the things he did and even greater things we would be able to do.
Yes.
Can you imagine that?
Mm.
We will do even greater things than what Jesus did when he was on this planet walking around, because we will allow the glory of God to have his way in this earth, the whole earth full of his goodness and his glory.
Yes. When you were saying in Isaiah 6, this is such a beautiful chapter because God is saying what you have just mentioned, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And then Isaiah saw his heart, his iniquity before God. And he said, "Oh, I am ruined. I'm a man of unclean lips." And the Lord says, "Behold, I have touched your lips and your iniquity is taken away." That's the kind of wonderful, loving God we have. Then he said, when he realized that his sins were taken away, he said, "Well, send me, Lord." And the Lord said, "Go and tell this people, keep on listening and don't perceive. See, this is the people right now, today. They're listening to so much, and it goes in one ear and out the other. Keep on looking, but do not understand. Render your hearts. That means plow that hard heart and loosen it up, but do not understand. And the people are insensitive, and their ears are dull. So Isaiah was sent to a people like we see today, Kimberly. It's hard. Oh, man, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear about Jesus. I don't want to hear about God. But we must ask Holy Spirit to soften their hearts, soften that hard heart in their lives. It's so important.
Yes, that's our job, to be the gracious one.
Yes, yes.
To be the one full of mercy and love and kindness. Here's the Lord telling us that we're going to be talking to people who won't listen, that we're going to be showing them things that are good and beautiful, but they won't see it.
They won't perceive it.
Their hearts are dull.
Yes.
Their hearts are insensitive. What are we going to do with that? Let's do the same thing the Lord would do and continue to endure. Be gracious.
Be kind. Yes.
Don't be provoked to anger.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't let that overtake you in your joy of serving the Lord and being His, being made in His image. I want to go back just because when you said Isaiah,
we're out of time.
Yeah, woe is me, I'm ruined, for I'm a man of unclean lips. He was just admitting, you know what, I am just as filthy because I'm in this human condition.
Yes.
And the Lord has this angel take a coal, a hot coal, and touch his lips. I like to think of that as a kiss from heaven.
Yes.
Let me just kiss your lips, and I will make you clean.
Yes.
If we will give him our mouth and let him kiss our lips, we will be in a good place.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in